Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
Young man who's about to go on another journey. We pray now that you will protect him and cover him in the name of Jesus. We bind the hands of the enemy on every hand. We thank you because when he leaves, you're going to protect him, and there shall be safe return in the name of Jesus. We thank you for covering in the name of Jesus. Cover not only him, but his family in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're going to do in his life. Thank you, God, for sending a servant such as himself. Bless his hands, God, that whatever he touches when he leaves this place, that it shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Touch now the soles of his feet wherever they trod. Father, give them land in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance. Every believer, open your mouth and tell God thank you. Come on, every believer, begin to tell God thank you. Come on, all over this building, begin to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. We honor the Lord to the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit. That rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. We honor God to your wonderful pastor. Can we celebrate pastor today? Hallelujah. Come on, Pastor Lucas. Come on. Amen. We honor you. Amen. Amen to this wonderful pastor behind me. Amen. Pastor Spales and her husband. Can we celebrate them? Amen. We honor you today. Amen. Amen. She is probably one of the smoothest dancing ladies I've ever seen in my life. And I thank God for her. Amen. I thank God for her too. Amen. Elder Powell. Amen. God bless you. Amen. To all the other preachers of the gospel, everybody in the household of faith, to the musicians, the choir, who's done a marvelous job. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Amen. To last but certainly not least, to the greatest gift God could ever give a man. That is a wonderful woman. Can we celebrate the woman of God, my wife, Elder Tanisha Janine Kirby McNeil? Amen. And I got a whole back row of children. I thank God for my four babies. Amen. Amen. We honor the Lord. Amen. My baby girl, amen, actually celebrates her birthday today. So we thank God. Amen. Being 1 year old. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. I won't be before you long. Amen. This afternoon now. Amen. Now give me just a little while. We're going to go to Genesis chapter number 22. Amen. To Mr. and Mrs. Lucas. He don't like to call me, but to my boss. Amen. Mr. Lucas. Amen. 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 So we thank God. Genesis chapter number 22. Amen. Genesis 22. Amen. We ask that you continue to pray for us. Amen. My wife actually lost her uncle this morning. Amen. So that's why we're a little thrown off and a little behind this morning. But we thank God, amen, for being here. Amen. Knowing that the spirit of death is all around us. Amen. But we thank God that God is a keeper and a protector. Amen. 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 Genesis chapter number 22. And many of y'all don't know me, but I'm a little different. So y'all pray for me. Amen. Genesis 22 and 1. When you have it, shout word up. Amen. If you need a minute, just say, hold on, wait a minute. Amen. 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 22 and 1. Amen. Amen. There you go. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, and it came to pass after these things, that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac. I got a little ringing. Can somebody help me out a little bit? Amen. Whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham arose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering. And he rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, "Behold, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship." Look at this. "And come again to you." Strange, okay. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and says, "My father." He said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Behold the fire, I see the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Look what Abraham responded and said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife and to slay him, his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto out of heaven and said, "Abraham." "Abraham," he said, "here I am." He said, "Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, and seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me." And Abraham lift up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by the horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Father, thank you for your now already blessed word. Send now the anointing of preaching, God, that make preaching easy, God. Send now, God, open the ears of your people that may hear what you have to say in the season. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk just for the next few fleeting moments with the permission of the Holy Ghost from this subject. Look at a neighbor and say, "Neighbor, when God don't make sense, to all of the deep people, just give me a few minutes to build my case. I promise you, we're going to get this thing right. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 1 declares, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." In other words, faith is simply seeing something before you see it. Faith says, "I don't know how, I don't know when, and honestly, I don't know where, but I do know God's going to do what he said he's going to do." Faith says, "I don't see how I'm going to pay all these bills, because I got more month than I got money. But one thing that I do know, if God said it, it's going to happen." Any faith-believing people, anybody believe God? And the thing about what I'm learning, being in Christ for as long as I have been, I'm learning that God is in the place where he wants us to believe God. Amen. We ought to be past the minute things of believing God. What you're saying, preacher? I know you believe God to heal you from the headache. I know you believe God to give you enough to pay your bills. I know you believe God enough to, you know, live small, what we consider small things. But God says, God told me to tell you today, today it's time to elevate your faith. And it's time to start believing God for the impossible. And I mean, the thing that, things like, if God can God really heal cancer? Can God really raise the dead? Can God really? We got to get to a place that we believe God for the impossible thing. Can he really make us? Can we really make them 6 and 7 and 8 figures? Can we really do those things? We got to believe God for
the impossible. God, that's the kind of faith that we're looking for, because the Bible declares, amen, that our first faith is salvation. The faith to move mountains. He said, you can speak to this mountain and tell this mountain to go from here to there, and it's got to go there. That's our first faith. Now watch this. If you have faith that you can speak a thing, tell the mountain to move, amen. Come on, somebody. If you elevate your faith just a little bit, if you elevate your faith just a little bit, for when God don't make sense, let's talk about this thing, because, and some of y'all saying, preacher boy, it ain't no way that you telling me that God don't make sense. Now, how is that? This is God. This is the head of our life. This is, how dare you say that God don't make sense? Because what you have to understand is the scripture already tells us, amen, that his ways is above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. And so some things that seem logical to us don't seem logical to God. And some things that seem logical to God don't seem logical to us. It don't make sense for God to tell us to do some of the things that we do. It don't make sense for us, God to tell us to say some things that we say at times. But after a while, you got to realize, if God told us to do a thing, that it's already in the will of God. He's already prepared a way. If he tell you to go a place, he's already made a way. He's already prepared a way. Lord have mercy. You got to, if God, look at somebody and say, if God said it, you can believe it. This is a season, thanks to God, that if God said a thing, you can believe. It is in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse 27 says, but God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. The very things that don't make sense, or the very things that we feel don't make sense to us, God will use that thing, amen, and turn things all the way around. Why? Matter of fact, why is it sometimes God hook us up with some of the people that he hooks us up with? You know them jokers crazy. You okay, all right. You know some of the people that you deal with don't just, you know, God, what in the world? Why you hook us up like this? It don't make sense to us, but when God has a plan and purpose for your life, it don't make sense. It don't make sense, Pastor Powell. It don't make sense at times. But if we trust God beyond what we see, if we trust God beyond what it looks like, I came to tell somebody that God will provide. Matter of fact, it is in Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lord, y'all gonna make the little boy preach early. With all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding. And all thy ways, what? Acknowledge him, and he will direct. He'll direct your path. He'll direct your path. But you got to stay focused. You got to believe God beyond the impossible. Believe God beyond what you see. Let's deal. And I'm about to get out of here. But let's deal with our text reading here. Here our text reading. We talked about, amen, a man by the name of Abraham, who is considered to be the father of faith. Abraham, God gives him instructions and wakes him up one day and says, Abraham, and he speaks and says, God, here I am. He says, what you need from me, God? He says, I need for you to take your son, your only son, watch this, your only son, Isaac, and offer him as a burnt offering. Now, you know how we do. Some of us will look crazy and say, God, are you sure? God, what are you saying? God, why would I do that? We'll begin to question God of, God, why would you tell me to do a thing like that? I believe Abraham, being who he was, I believe Abraham would say, you know what, God, if that's what you said, okay. The first time he said it, he didn't ask no questions. God didn't have to tell him again. He just said, okay, God, I'll do exactly what you say. You got to get to a place in your life that when God speaks the first time, that you're obedient to what he says. You want to know how you can be blessed? Obedience is, Lord have mercy. You got to learn how to first be obedient unto God. Abraham says, he says, God tells him, he said, take your son, your only son Isaac, and offer him as a burnt offering. Abraham didn't waste no time. And the Bible says that he gets his son and grabs two other lads. They begin to saddle their donkey, and the Bible says they head to the place that God told him to go to. God gave him specific instructions and said, go to this mountain over here. The Bible says they began to pack up and go on the journey. And the Bible says that he looked afar off and saw the very place that he's supposed to win. Now, I had a question, Pastor, because he said, go to Mount Moriah.
But go to the mountain that I tell you to go to. Now watch this. Mount Moriah is made up of three, many mountains. It's about three mountains. And so he said, he gets to the place and he said, God says, go there. Now what if, I'm just doing a what if scenario, Pastor. What if he would have went to another mountain that God didn't tell him to go to? You got a lot of people that's doing the right work, but they're on the wrong mountain. You got a lot of folk that God tell them to do a certain thing, but they're in the wrong place. Look at somebody say, you got to get in place. You got to get in place. You can't do the work and God told you to be here and you are somewhere else, y'all. All right. And so it's important, saints of God, that we're in the right place at the right time. What if, saints of God, what if he would have went to another mountain? Can I tell you that God wasn't speaking in that mountain? And so he would have went to another mountain. The voice of the God wouldn't have stopped him from killing his son. So now the Bible says he saw the place afar off and he went to the place God told him to go to. First of all, he stops the other boys and say, y'all stay here, we'll be back. He says, y'all wait here, me and the lad are going to go worship and we'll be back. He didn't say, I'll be back. He said, we'll be back. Now, I kind of got confused because I if I'm not mistaken, I read that he told him to offer his son a burnt. So I would have understood and said, y'all stay here, I'll be back. Because if I won't think it right, I would say, well, he lying. Watch this. He says, stay here, we'll be back. Bible says he grabs the wood, he grabs the fire, he grabs the knife, and the Bible says they began to go to the place that God told him to go to. The Bible says that as he was walking up to the mountain, or he was going to the place that he was told to go to, the Bible says that Isaac stops him. And he says to him, he says, Father, he says, yep, son, how can I help you? He said, I see the fire. I see the wood. I see the knife. But God, Father, where is the sacrifice? This is a good place to shout right here because God told him, son, God will provide. If you don't mind, saints of God, do me a favor and look at your neighbor one more time and say, neighbor, I don't know what you're going through right now, but God will provide. I don't know what you're looking for or what you're lacking for right now, but I need to tell somebody today that God will provide. I don't know what you're looking for or what you're expecting God for, but can I tell somebody that God will? God will provide. So the Bible says, the text goes on to say how, amen, to get to the place that God told him to go. And the Bible says that he grabs Isaac and bounds him. I'm still confused, Pastor, because he already said that we'll be back. But yet and still, he grabs his son and began to tie him up. And the Bible says he places him on the very altar that he's supposed to kill him on. But yet and still, I'm confused. Because he told the boys, he said, we'll be back. He gets to the place God told him to go to. He's obedient. But yet and still, he tells the boys, we'll be back. But God, you said to kill the boy. But he says, you got to learn how to start speaking stuff. Okay. He said, the power of life and death is in your tongue. You can speak a thing. I just told you, faith says you can tell the mountain to move. All right. But he says, we'll be back. The Bible says that they go up the mountain. He ties the son up, lays him on the altar, grabs the knife. Sometimes I'm learning sometimes that God won't do it, or God won't do it at that very time we think he should do it. Lord, I wish I had a church right there. Sometimes the Bible says, he says, he grabs his son. And as a matter of fact, the song, y'all remember the song? The song says, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Anybody know we serve an on-time God? The Bible says that he grabs the knife and preparing to kill his son. Let's ride and get out of here. He grabs the knife and prepared to kill his son. And the Bible says as he began to go down to kill the son, the Bible says that a voice came out of heaven and says, Abraham, Abraham, don't touch your son. I see now that you trust me. I see now that you love me more than anything. I see now that you'll do what I tell you to do. There's times, saints of God, God will try you and test you to make sure you'll do what he said do. There's times God will test and try you to make sure that you're going to be obedient to him. The Bible says he's prepared to kill his son, but yet and still, the Bible says there is a ram in the thicket. There is a ram caught in the bush. I had a question about that, Pastor. What's so significant about a ram being in a bush in those times at this particular mountain? A ram, they're supposed to be there. I came by to tell somebody. I came to talk about five of y'all to tell you today God's gonna make a way that don't seem like no way. God's about to open a door that was closed in your face. God's about to open a door that didn't look like he was going to provide. But this is the season that God will. God will. He will provide.
He is about to provide a ram in the bush on your behalf. I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you. I hear the Lord say he's about to provide a ram in the bush. I just told you. Watch it. I just told you that the ram is supposed to be in that mountain. That particular mountain, it was too much for a ram to be in, but yet and still there's a ram. It's not just walking around free that he had to chase it. Dwayne, he didn't have to chase this ram. It was stuck in a thicket. Provided. Okay. All right. If there hadn't been a ram in the bush, there wouldn't have been a sacrifice. But God told them to go sacrifice. He says, go sacrifice. Now, if he would have came down to win the sacrifice, he would have been disobedient. But instead of what he thought it was going to be, it was something else. A ram caught in, listen, what God is saying, he says, I'm about to do the impossible for you. But watch this, you got to believe me for the impossible. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. But how much do you really believe me? How much do you really trust me? I know you don't see it right now. I know you don't see the way out right now. But God said, this is the season I'm going to provide. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. We just change seasons. There was just a season change. We were in summer. Yeah. We're in a place called fall now. Yeah. We're in the place called fall. Leaves are turning colors. Yeah. Getting a little nippy outside. Huh? Mm-hmm. Leaves are falling off of the trees right now. Yeah. It seems, and watch this. Even when we were in, watch this. Even when we walked into fall, it still felt like summer. We had entered one season, but it still felt like the other season. Maybe this is just for my house. But it seemed like for a while, God, this don't feel good. We're supposed to be in a new season, but I'm still feeling the same effects. We walked,
walked into fall, but it felt like summer still. What's the thing about summer? It's hot in the summer. Them gnats was terrible. It's hot. We stayed in the hot season for longer than we were supposed to be in it. Bro, we was in that season too long. But watch this. I know, I just told you that we just stepped over into fall. But watch it. The thing about the saints is we got something called due season. I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody just stepped over into due season. You shall reap it in due season. You shall what? Reap if you... You can't faint now. This ain't a good time to faint. This ain't a time to throw in the towel. This ain't a good time to give up now. Don't faint now. Don't throw in the towel now. I'll tell anybody. But Brother Wayne, I was at that time, man. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm through. I'm talking about the preacher boy. I ain't talking about before I'm while being saved. I'm talking about this week, last week. I'm trying to, I was through. He had to remind me, boy, you better than that. boy, you can do better. No, you can't give up. He said, I got a ram in the thicket. I got a ram in the thicket. Somebody had been in that place of giving up, but can I tell you, there's a ram in the thicket. Could you imagine if God would have told you, take your child and offer him, sacrifice your only child. God, that don't sound right. You gave me this. Some of y'all tell God, you gave me what I got, but yet it seems like everything's trying to be taken away from. What is it, God? Some of y'all scratch your head, God, what I do? Have you ever been, God, what I do? Did I sin? Maybe I didn't know. Maybe it was a sin I didn't know. God, forgive me, whatever it is. And sometimes nothing ever changed. But what you had to do is you had to go through process. Amen. Pastor, we don't like that word process because process don't feel good. I know you from, like, my family because the kids talk about you all the time, ma'am. But God says trust the process. Don't feel good. I see frustration right now. God, where you at? I'm being faithful. I'm doing what you told me to do. I don't see nothing. I don't see, like, really for real. God, what's up? God says, trust process. A lot of people, can you stand? A lot of people have you in, like I said, I don't know you like that, but I see people have you in a box. They don't, what's your name? Cynthia. I see, Miss Cynthia, people have you in a box. And people like to keep you in a box because they know you're humble, you're going to do what you're told, you're gonna be, you know, and that's good. Don't get me wrong, that's great. But God says, I've got more. And you saying, God, where this ram at? He said, in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. As frustrated as you've been, it's been even emotional draining to you. But the Lord says, first, I'm giving you strength. This is what I hear. God used me differently. I'm sorry, but can y'all just follow me here? You are my strength. Step in the aisle for me.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me.
Y'all know that song. Can y'all help me sing it to Miss Cynthia?
You are my strength. Strength like no other.
Can you lift your hands?
Strength like no reaches.
He says, I'm giving you strength, add a strength.
You are my strength like no.
And if you do me a favor, just close your eyes and forget about everybody else.
I don't care what nobody think right now. It's between you and God. Reaches. Do it again. You are my strength. You are mine. Thank you for adding strength now. In the name of Jesus. I come against every frustrating spirit. In the name of Jesus. I pray peace over even in the mind. In the name of Jesus. Hey, can you come here? Yeah, you. Yes, ma'am. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no creatures. In the fullness. By the power, you lift me up. This is what I need for you to do. Miss Cynthia, I want you to, when I tell you to, I want you to hug this young lady. Ma'am, I don't know you, I don't think. I know you from here. I do. But there's a grace that's on your life. People don't understand why they so, like, why people like to come to me? Why people like to talk to me? There's a peace that's about you. And God says, because of that peace, he said, I'm going to hook you up with some folk. There's about to be some relationships created. Watch this. Not so much for them, but for you. I don't know what you do, but God says, I'm about to shift some things. Even in your life and your family. That's your husband. God says, I'm about to change some stuff. God says, I'm changing some stuff. Even in your relationship, God says, I'm changing some stuff. I'm turning some things around. And what the enemy meant it for bad, God says, I'm turning for your good. I'm bringing peace to the household again. God, I'm just telling you what I hear. God says, I'm bringing peace back to the house. I'm bringing peace back to the house. And there's no weapon that's formed against you that's going to be able to prosper. The enemy tried, man. He tried hard. But there's no weapon that's formed against you that's going to prosper. Just give her a hug right there. Just hold on to her. Let's hold on to her. Encourage. Tell her it's going to be all right. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Tell her you're going to make it. You're going to make it. What you do for a living? Work at Bridgestone. Firestone. You like what you do? It's all right. It ain't your heart desire, though, is it? Yeah. I'm glad you said that. Because the Lord says there's about to be a change even in that area. Don't worry about money. I'm going to take care of that. God says, trust me. Trust. God said, trust me. God says, trust me. For we know, all things work together for the good. To them that love God and are called according to his purpose. It's going to work out. You cried long enough about it. It's going to work out. How long y'all been married? 29 years. When last time y'all been on vacation? Last month? Just y'all two? Yeah, that's what I thought. Listen, bring me down just a little bit. I'm going to give you some instructions, okay? The Lord says, I'm calling you back to a place of honeymoon. Sometimes we can be married so long we get familiar with each other. It's just like, you know, that's boo right there. That's bae. All right, go make me a sandwich now. Yeah. But the Lord says it's time to honeymoon again. Playing something with just y'all two. And God says, just like you worked so hard to get her, God says, spoil her just like that. Watch this. I'm going to help somebody right here. I got to go. Pastor, I learned that God uses us, especially in marriages, because God says, you ought to treat that woman just like it's me. We don't believe that.
He says, don't make her God, but you treat her just like you would do me. You love on her just like you would love on me. You give to her just like you would give to me. God says, I'm taking you back to the honeymoon place that you'll love each other again. And the Bible, God says, what God has put together, hold hands, what God has put together, let no man, no, let no ninja or ninjarette, you'll catch that later, come, don't let nothing, and nobody. This is an ordained thing. It's an ordained thing. And God's got you. Come on, clap your hands.
No strength like no other reaches.
Miss Lucas, there is also a grace about you that God's going to open some doors, like unexpected doors. You saying, well, God, I don't know about this. Sometimes you question, did I make a mistake? Maybe this ain't it. God, maybe, man, I'm sure if I go back, then yeah, I see it all been playing out in your head. I don't know if you had a talk with Brother Wayne yet, but you already thought, babe, this ain't what I thought. It ain't happening. But the Lord says, this vision that I've given you, he says, it's going to unfold. Trust me in the process. God says, trust me in the, it's going to play out. God says, but it's going to play out in my time and how I want it to play out. He says, how I'm going to do it is going to be better than what you thought it was going to be. I know you got the plan written. I know you got the vision already down. You already got everything in line. A, B, C, and you just want them people to like order. Just I want to see. Before I get there, I need to see. I need to see how he gonna do it. I need to see. I need A, B, C, cause y'all. I'm gonna do this right here. Then I'm gonna do that. Man, something missing between. You said wait, stop, hold, pause. No, this ain't what I saw. This ain't on my plan. No. Had it all planned out. But God says, when I step in the thing. He said, when I put my hand in a thing, all things are going to work together. It's going to come, watch this, and when it comes together, it's going to fit in place. Everything's going to fit like it's supposed to fit. Everything is going to come together. Trust God. Trust God. Sir, I don't know you. I don't know who you are, but God said, it's going to fit. It's going to work. Trust me, it's going to work. Frustration has tried to come to you too. But God says, trust me in the process. I just can't remind somebody to trust me in the process. God says, trust me in the, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to come together like it's supposed to. God says, watch, not how you want it to come together, but how I commanded and command promise for it to come together. It's going to work. Just look at somebody, just say, trust God. Trust God. Despite what it looks like, you got to trust him. You got to trust him. Elder Power, it's going to work. Just trust God. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to come together. It's going to come together. But you got to trust him. It don't make sense to you right now. It really don't. But it's going to work out. If you believe God, put your hands all over this building.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.